store, I mean, shelter cattle in them.
Mm-hmm. How about tobacco? Do you grow tobacco?
No tobacco.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do.
Yes, I know. It's unusual not to have tobacco on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Is it a good money crop here?
Yes, it is. My dad grew tobacco. He would raise sometimes high as 14 acres.
So he grew up early?
Oh, it's dark, all mm-hmm. dark.
Burley's lighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Burley's new in this part of the state. That is, comparatively. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the dark is diminishing in use. The cigarette types are becoming more used.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you describe, say, the barn out here on this side of the road?
On the side I live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it originally was built by Dad for a mule barn and had 8 stalls mm-hmm. for mules with a cistern in it and a gear room. And we have recently torn all the stalls out and made it open for cattle. And we use it all together for cattle now.
What about the hay? Where is it kept?
Well, we cut hay on the ridge and bottom too, of course.
And then where do you put the hay after it's cured?
In the loft.
Mm-hmm. You have small buildings that you keep wood in or tools?
We have tool sheds.
Mm-hmm. How many of those do you have here?
I have 2. Well, I have one small one that we use for kind of a catch-all.
Mm-hmm. Are those built on the house or are they separate? On this house or on
separate? Oh, no, they're out separate.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, in the olden days, you didn't have bathrooms inside, but there were special outbuildings in back. What'd you call those outbuildings?
They'd call them privies.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, where do you... See, do you raise hogs? I don't remember.
Oh, no, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I have recently since I've been in the registered Angus business and I quit raising hogs.
What do you call this area that is usually fenced in that cows stay in when they come in to be milked?
Well, you'd call it a cow lot.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the area where pigs are kept? And you had pigs. What'd you call that area?
Hog lot.
Good. Now, when you let the cows out in the morning, where do they go?
To the pasture.
Hmm. Now, would you describe how you make hay nowadays?
Well, we, after the dew's off, we mow it. And,
you have tractors?
Yeah, mm-hmm. tractor mower. And then for alfalfa, we have a hay conditioner that follows the mower and crushes the stem so it'll dry more easily, quickly. That's practically new. We just got it this year.
And then what happens after it's cured a while in the ground?
Well, of course, it's windrow raked and windrows, and when it's sufficiently dry, we bale it, haul it in, mm-hmm. store it in the barn.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the olden days, before you had all this modern equipment, how was hay made? Say, from the time it was cut, what happened to it then?